Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Rodney from Family First. This is Phyllis.
Yes, this is Phyllis.
All right, ma'am. Ma'am, I was just briefly calling you regarding the services that Diamond has been providing to you. Is everything going well so far?
Yeah, everything's going well, and she really been doing a little extra time with me. I think my coordinator might be gonna call you. I had surgery. I don't have the use of my right hand. My arm is all, wrapped up from the shoulder to the fingers. So I don't know what she's been signing. I don't really know, but she's been here with me. And she had to go to the surgery center because they wouldn't do the surgery if I was by myself.
I
So.
see. No, she told me that there was that you probably were gonna have like an increase of hours. That's what she mentioned. That's what you told me, like your coordinator will be calling me, that's why.
Yeah, I talked to her yesterday. She just said she'll be out to see me on the 15th. The surgery was on the 3rd, and the girl been with me like all that day, all that night. I had to be in surgery at 6:30 in the morning. Well, you have to talk to her. I don't know exactly what she signed in or out,
No, I
but I
know.
know
She
she's
texted
been good
me.
to me.
Yeah, she texted me a bit about it. The thing is, like, I mean, so far what we are authorized to pay is like the hours that you're approved per week. Maybe, I mean, she when it's those times that she has to stay a little longer and stuff, like she could easily like skip other day because she's been doing more one day and the other. That could be used. I mean, for next time that something like this happens. By the way, like, I'm gonna be following up to see if we receive any type of increase of hours, because normally, like, from your insurance, I mean, it automatically they load up that on our system, and we see it right away. But still, I do see that you have the same amount of hours. So, like, I guess that she might just let me know when. I mean, that I'll be notifying you once we have the increase, because obviously I will have to modify like everything regarding the schedule and stuff, you know. So. Yeah, I'll be contacting you in case I receive anything.
It's been really good to help me. I only got my left hand, so. Right, then. I'll let that be between you and her. I just.
No, it's okay. So far, besides the procedure that you had done on the hospital on that Friday. You have not been in the hospital like immediate to be like for actual
No,
hospitalization.
it was the same day surgery. It was a 2 hour surgery. Is that what you're asking?
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's a procedure after all. And 426 Roslyn Street to the address, right?
Everything is the same. Not
I
going
got you.
nowhere.
I got you. I got you. So yeah, as always, this is my number. If you need something, you can reach out back to me on this line, okay?
You talked to her about the time.
Yeah, she texted me about the time. The thing is,
Oh,
like,
okay.
as I mentioned, like, if you are approved for 45 hours, that's all that we can pay actually. If you had like some extra hours
I
approved,
mean,
like
when they
increase.
add the hours from the company, the coordinator, if she get the hours, they won't pay her for that day, all day and night she stayed with me. Like, it's just, she won't get that, huh?
Unfortunately, we are just allowed to pay what is authorized for you. In this case, I mean, you're
I mean, you
authorized to
don't go
45.
backwards, yeah.
Yeah, if you're authorized to for 45 hours, and she like worked 50 or 60 something, whatever amount that exceeds that amount, she only gets the 45 after all. I mean, unfortunately, like,
All
yeah, that's the
right.
way.
Well, I'll
Right.
try to give her a couple of dollars my own.
No, it's okay. It's okay. In case I receive any update regarding the increase, I'll let you know, okay?
All right. Talk to you. Bye.
Right, man. Take care. Bye-bye.